Hi everyone, I'm Allie Graben. I'm an OCD recovery coach. I've been helping people recover from OCD for the last 10 plus, I believe it's almost like 11 years, maybe a little bit more than that, but let's say 10 plus years. I've also recovered from severe OCD myself. Today I wanted to talk to you about how to do ERP for OCD thoughts, meaning for Puro. And again, I have a lot of experience with this and with Puro, and I had Puro myself. With Puro, you're kind of always in exposure because you're always having OCD thoughts. With physical compulsions, it's a little bit different because it comes and goes, right? So depending on the situation, in some types of themes, you can avoid it entirely, which creates avoidance issues. But with Puro, with thoughts, it's there all the time. So in terms of doing ERP, E, you are already doing. So exposures, you're already in. Exposure is anytime an OCD thought comes in and it like boom, puts you at the crossroad. So, what if this bad thing happens? Boom, you're at the crossroad. You can ruminate, ask, research, or choose to disregard. Which road are you going to take? And depending on which road you take, your brain either takes it to mean that this is relevant, scary, important, you need to have more thoughts come in about this topic, or this is irrelevant, doesn't matter, I need to disregard. So basically, it's which way are you going to go? How are you going to react, right? So it's choosing, always choosing to disregard, no matter what, pushing through. And as you are doing that, you start to see that you feel better. So exposure in thought is having an OCD thought. Response, prevention, meaning you can respond with fear, figure it out, even if you do figure it out, just to be replaced with a new thought, and you figure that one out, a new one, yeah. Or you're just going to say, what, I'm going to disregard. Will the thought be there if you disregard, continue to be there? Yes, it will continue to be there. So you can say, I say this with clients all the time, call OCD out. Meaning, if you say, okay, fine, OCD, you're scaring me with saying OCD thought will always be there. Okay, OCD, this thought, this one little thought will always be here. Some people have cats as a pet, some people have dogs as a pet. I will have this thought as a pet forever. And let's see if this is going to be my last OCD thought. Because, you know, when a new OCD thought comes in, the old one seems to be a lot less relevant, right? So let's see if this is going to be my last OCD thought. Okay, fine. But let it sit there. Let it stay there. Call it out like that. And as soon as you lower the importance and say, you know what, I'm not going to solve it, let that one be there, then you will see that it starts to dissipate. It's not all that important. And little by little, it dissipates, it goes away. But this way, you're doing recovery work. So exposure, the thought came in, response, how you reacted, and you need to react in the response prevention. Response prevention is not avoidance. You're not saying, I'm so scared of the thought, I can't think of the thought, I can't get deeper into it. That's avoidance. You're saying, not now, no more, I'm not doing this. You're trying to scare me with it staying there forever? All right, it'll stay there, it'll be my pet. There it is. And you're calling it out. That's very strong position of power, response prevention. And then you continue to go about the day. When you go about the day, the thought will annoy you continuously, and again, you're disregarding. Little by little, I'm telling you, I promise you, this works, and you will recover doing it this way. I hope you find my videos helpful. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to do one-on-one recovery program with me, all the information is on youhaveocd.com. You can sign up from there. You can book a session from there. I will see you tomorrow.